How to give a great speech. Winston Churchill, Martin Luther King, JFK, they were all great public speakers. But what singles out a fantastic orator from a mediocre one? For a start, great speakers often talk with passion and energy. And they use highly visual, evocative language, such as Winston Churchill's, "We shall fight on the beaches," or JFK's observation during his inaugural address in January 1961 that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans. More importantly, they are able to inspire and motivate by using stories from their own lives or the lives of others. They often use these personal anecdotes to show how they accomplished their goals, overcame a difficulty, or triumphed in spite of all the odds. Here are seven great speakers who delivered killer speeches. Barack Obama. In 2004, Barack Obama made a speech that helped put him on the political map. He would later go on to become the 44th President of the United States in 2009. In this extract from the speech, he talks about what makes America great.
If there is a child on the south side of Chicago who can't read, that matters to me even if it's not my child. If there's a senior citizen somewhere who can't pay for their prescription drugs and having to choose between medicine and the rent, that makes my life poorer even if it's not my grandparent. It is that fundamental belief, I am my brother's keeper, I am my sister's keeper, that makes this country work.
J.K. Rowling. J.K. Rowling is the author of the hugely successful Harry Potter books. However, she hasn't always been so well off. And at the time of writing the first book, she was a single mum without a job. In a 2008 speech at Harvard University, she talked about the importance of believing in yourself, following your dreams, and not being afraid to make mistakes.
Had I really succeeded at anything else, I might never have found the determination to succeed in the one arena where I believed I truly belonged. I was set free because my greatest fear had been realized, and I was still alive, and I still had a daughter whom I adored, and I had an old typewriter and a big idea. And so rock bottom became the solid foundation on which I rebuilt my life.
Oprah Winfrey. In 2013, talk show host Oprah Winfrey gave a speech at the 22nd annual Women in Entertainment Awards ceremony. She talked about the difficulties women face in today's world.
And this is what I've been reflecting about. Do you know what kind of woman you have to be to rise in an all-male run, all-male controlled, all-male executed, all-male domain, all men all the time? Do you know what kind of woman you have to be to survive? Do you know what kind of woman you had to be in 1980? You gotta be powerful.
Hillary Clinton. In 2011, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton gave a speech at George Washington University. She used the Arab Spring and events in Egypt in particular as an example of the power of the internet and the importance of freedom.
The protests continued despite the internet shutdown. People organized marches through flyers and word of mouth, and used dial-up modems and fax machines to communicate with the world. After 5 days, the government relented, and Egypt came back online.
John F. Kennedy. In 1963, U.S. President John F. Kennedy gave a speech in front of thousands of West Berliners. It's probably most famous for Kennedy's quote, "Ich bin ein Berliner." Interestingly, in German, a Berliner is actually a type of biscuit, not a person from Berlin.
There are many people in the world who really don't understand, or say they don't, what is the great issue between the free world and the communist world. Let them come to Berlin!
Steve Jobs. In 2005, Steve Jobs, the former CEO of Apple, gave a speech to students at Stanford University. He talked about his upbringing and the importance of finding your true passion in life.
10 years later. Again, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. Because believing that the dots will connect down the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart, even when it leads you off the well-worn path. And that will make all the difference.
Bill Gates. In 2007, Bill Gates gave a speech for graduates at Harvard University. Referring to himself as Harvard's most successful dropout, Bill talked about his time as a student there, what an inspirational place it was for him, and how those who attend have a duty to help solve some of the world's most pressing challenges.
What I remember, above all, about Harvard was being in the midst of so much energy and intelligence. It could be exhilarating, intimidating, sometimes even discouraging, but always challenging. It was an amazing privilege. And though I left early, I was transformed by my years at Harvard, the friendships I made, and the ideas I worked on.